There's growing concern over the Cook Islands cryptocurrency bill before Parliament, which allegedly could be used to hack into systems around the world. Drumcliff, a high-value debt collector specialising in international asset seizure, hired two Cook Islands-based lawyers to draft the tainted cryptocurrency recovery bill 2023. Tiana Haxton filed this report.
Industry members say the lack of consultation as this bill was drafted has sparked concerns. There are calls for the bill to not be progressed, as experts and industry members say the legislation has far-reaching and potentially international ramifications. The Cook Islands' own Crown Law says it was excluded from the drafting process. The bill was tabled in Parliament by the Minister of Justice, Vaine Makemokoroa, who says he too was kept out of the loop.
Before this bill was tabled in Parliament, I wasn't consulted at all until about 3 or 4 days before the tabling. By then, what am I going to understand? I didn't know anything about this bill at all.
The minister says several industry members and experts argue that the bill could be used to hack into systems around the world.
There are a lot of parts in the bill that are reason for concern and debate. Our local companies in the offshore banking sector are very worried. They say their industry will be affected by this proposed bill, and there are a lot of points being brought up that need to be looked at in more depth.
Trustees from several companies have submitted their concerns to the Select Committee. RNZ Pacific has seen these documents in which the trustees say this bill could harm the Cook Islands' international relationships and cause significant damage to the offshore trust industry. Pua'i Wichman, founder and CEO of Aura Trust Partners, says the risk list goes on and he hopes the bill is withdrawn.
There are constitutional issues, you know, whether Cook Islanders are safeguarded from being hacked under this bill and therefore losing access to their natural right to justice. The list just goes on. There is so much wrong with this bill. We don't see any benefits and there's a lot of risks.
Tim Arnold, who drafted the tainted cryptocurrency recovery bill, says he would not have gotten involved if he did not believe it would benefit the Cook Islands.
I think there's been a great deal of misinformation around what the bill is and isn't. I certainly believe that the bill does very much have a future as one of the tools to deal with this global problem. The Cook Islands stands to benefit in a number of ways.
Mr. Arnold says the bill will help the Cook Islands fight against transnational crime. He says for every $100 seized off victims globally, only $1 is returned and better processes will be made. He says cryptocurrencies are difficult to track and link to crime, and this bill supports those that can.
This bill is aimed at cryptocurrency and only cryptocurrency that has been used for serious crime. There is a private sector actor who has the resources and the technical capability in order to track and trace cryptocurrency and that it has been used.
Mr. Arnold explained that the Cook Islands would serve as an information highway in the global fight against transnational crime and the country would be able to provide a place for seized assets to be safely stored while it goes through legal processes. In response to the public outcry for this bill to be withdrawn, Prime Minister Mark Brown says he is confident that whatever law we end up with will be in keeping with the Constitution and laws and will be aligned with other international agencies and countries fighting cybercrime. A spokesperson says the government is aware of the numerous concerns raised and solutions have also been posed.